This is Fresh Air. You may have heard about a rock and roll hoax that was foiled in Texas recently. Someone was posing as Dick Dodd, who led the group The Standells back in the mid-60s. The imposter had a lot of people fooled before he was busted. We asked our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, to investigate the real Standells.
My friend Steve Chaney and his nightclub Big Mamu down here in Austin, Texas, made the news a few weeks ago, thanks to Steve's carefully orchestrated arrest of a guy claiming to be Dick Dodd, the leader of the Standells. But who were the Standells? Rock and roll historians refer to the Standells as the best of the Ed Cobb bands, the forefront of the American 60s punk sound. That won't tell you much, but this will. Dirty Water became a smash early in 1966 and put this former clean-cut copy band from San Jose on the map. They'd gotten a gig playing the hits at PJ's on the Sunset Strip, and this had led to some walk-on parts on TV shows like The Munsters and in such deathless films as Zebra in the Kitchen. One of the band, Larry Tamblyn, was the brother of Russ Tamblyn, who played Riff in the movie West Side Story, and Dick Dodd had been a Mouseketeer, so they were no strangers to showbiz. Still, hooking up with songwriter Ed Cobb, a former member of the Four Preps, was a very lucky break. Cobb was a trend watcher, and he knew that a squeaky clean band wasn't what American teens wanted. He groomed the Standells into a sort of American version of the Rolling Stones, handed them Dirty Water, which he'd written after visiting his girlfriend in Boston, and let Dick Dodd sneer it into a microphone. The Standells were on their way. As the band got ready to open for the Rolling Stones on their 1966 tour, Cobb solidified their us-versus-them position with American teenagers by putting out Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. Like the punks they'd become, the Standells got pushier. Early in 1967, they released a song called Try It, which unfortunately I don't have a copy of, and although it took off in L.A., it was quickly banned. What were they trying to get the girl to try? Was it sex or drugs? Well, it hardly mattered. It was the way they went about it. Losing that record was a major setback, but fortunately they had recorded the theme to what looked like a very timely movie about to come out, Riot on Sunset Strip.
tonight. I'm not on a stay-home trip tonight. Long hair seems to be the main attraction, but the heat is causing all the action. Bright lights everywhere, pretty girls with long, long hair. But somehow the people, they don't care.
But the movie flopped, and the Standells, finding themselves suddenly unfashionable for their lack of psychedelia, disappeared into history. Maybe that's why the former car thief who presented himself as Dick Dodd in Austin thought nobody would remember. Ah, but the real Dick Dodd flew in from California and blew the whistle. As they led the imposter away, I wonder if Dick remembered this song, recorded 20 years ago.
Have you ever spent the night in jail? Well, I have. Have you ever spent the night in jail? Well, I have. Have you ever ate that refried food? Yeah, you got some.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.